It's no secret. Stealth means more successful turkey hunts. Today we're going to talk about 7 critical stealth tips for turkey hunting. Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about stealth for turkey hunting. Now, in my opinion, stealth may be the single most important factor when it comes to turkey hunting. More important than calling, more important than equipment, more important than basically anything. Because if you were stealthy enough, this is real hypothetical, but if you were stealthy enough, you should be able to sneak up behind a turkey and club it over the head. You wouldn't even need gear. You wouldn't even need calling. If you could be 100% stealthy, you would win every time. So stealth is a massive factor. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to be that stealthy. No one is. No one can. But the stealthier you are, the more you tip the odds and the scales in your favor when it comes to turkey hunting. So we're going to talk about a number of tips. I just got back today from a nice morning crow hunt. Was out all morning hunting crows. And whenever I'm hunting crows, I am scouting for turkeys. I am looking for sign, looking for tracks, looking for feathers, looking for anything I can find. Because every hour in the woods, no matter what you're doing, that is an hour spent getting ready for turkey season and deer season. But that's why I love being out in the woods in the wintertime, in the springtime, in the summertime, just always scouting, always looking, always getting a feel for, you know, where are turkeys at, where do turkeys like to be. And it's nice because you don't have to worry so much about stealth in the off season because you can be out there doing your thing. But what you do in the off season can help prepare you and make you stealthier for turkey season. So let's jump in and I'll tell you more about it. Number one critical stealth tip for turkey hunting. You want to be early and slow. You want to get into the woods early. You want to be in the woods before the turkeys wake up. And you want to be super slow going through the woods. You got to be very slow, especially as you get closer to where the turkeys are, where you're going to be hunting. You want to be early, one, so you're there before the turkeys wake up, and two, so you have the time that you need to be slow and stealthy. I like to be in the woods, ideally an hour before shooting light. Not always possible, but often it is. You want to be out there before the turkeys wake up, before the turkeys fly down, before they even know what's going on. And you want to give yourself enough time to get to where you want to go without making noise. Because time gives you the opportunity to be slow, and that gives you the ability to be stealthy. So early and slow. Number two critical tip. You want to think about lighter boots. Heavy, bulky boots make it hard to feel the ground, hard to feel sticks, hard to feel things are going to go snap, crackle, pop when you walk on them. The lighter your boots, the lighter your footfall, the more you can feel what's under you, the less footprint you have physically and literally. You know, I've got a pair of boots that is like literally, it feels like 10 inches wide, right? And then I've got other boots that are more like 4 or 5 inches wide. And, you know, the lighter boot, the smaller boot leaves a physically smaller footprint, which is less stuff that you can smash, but it's also lighter so you can feel what you're walking through a little better and you can be quieter. Now, I recommend and always have throw some hand warmers into those boots. So even though they're lighter boots, even though they're not as warm, you throw some hand warmers in there, keep your toes warm, keep your feet warm. And you can get by, especially in spring turkey season, and especially as the season wears on, you can get by with a lot lighter boot. You can get by, you know, with a nice hiking shoe or something like that, depending on where you're going. You know, if you're hunting in real heavy, rocky, mountainous terrain, you may need something heavier. But you want to go with something that's lighter, because a lighter boot, smaller boot, will let you be stealthier. You can walk stealthier. You are not as clumsy. you know, a giant boot that you have on, but every time you take a step, you're hitting twice the leaves, twice the sticks, twice the everything. You can't feel anything. It's big and bulky. It weighs more, so you get more tired as you're walking, so you're more likely to just, you know, just be, just bumble through the woods, especially as you've been going for a while. But lighter boots, lighter foot gear, one, you've got the smaller footprint. Two, you're able to feel where you're going. Three, you get less tired. And as you get as you're less tired, you can be more thoughtful, more strategic. You become less clumsy. So there's a lot of pros to that. Now, of course, if you're going on a day and, you know, it's 10 degrees outside, you might not be able to get away with that. But for most people, most days in spring turkey season tend to be warmer than they do for deer season. And when it comes to turkey hunting, you don't have to focus on the colder days like you do for deer hunting. When I go out deer hunting, I'm looking for the coldest day of the week. That's the day I want to be out. You know, if yesterday was warm and tomorrow's going to be cold, that's when I want to be in the woods. So I'm always out when it's the coldest it's going to be. But for turkey hunting, that's not as big of a factor at all. You can go out in any weather. Now, if it's 90, turkeys might not be as active, but it's not as critical of a factor as it is with deer hunting. So you can be out there when it's warm. You know, maybe some days you got to wear heavier boots. Some days you can wear lighter boots. Just you want to go with the lightest boot you can wear and still be warm enough and comfortable enough. Number three critical stealth tip. Trails and access routes. You know, I was talking earlier about being out crow hunting. And when I'm crow hunting, I am turkey scouting. But I'm not just looking for where turkeys are. I'm looking for ways to get to places in the woods that are easier, that are quieter. I'm looking for trails. I'm looking for deer trails. I am looking for old logging trails and old logging roads. I'm looking for man-made trails, natural trails, whatever I can use to get where I want to go quietly. The reason is, you know, as you get real close to turkey season, it matters more to try to stay out of the woods because you don't want to spook turkeys, you know, the week before the opener. And that can just, you know, put a major damper on things. But if you're out in the woods 2-3 months ahead of time, you can find some routes. You can remember, okay, if I want to go hunt this place, I know how to get there. I know the quietest way. I know the best access route, as opposed to, you know, just walking into the woods an hour and a half before daylight, never been there before, don't know where to go. And you're just literally bumbling through the woods, going nowhere, hoping to find you don't know what. And you're going to be extra noisy. You're going to make a lot. You don't know when you're going. You don't know when you get there. And you don't know when to stop. And it makes things a lot more difficult. So you want to locate the trails and the access routes. Then you don't want to go out like a month before the season and blow all the leaves off of the trails and rake sticks out of the way. You don't need to do all that. In fact, that can cause too much disturbance. You can spook other animals, which are going to spook turkeys. But you want to locate the best access routes. Now, if you got a good trail and a tree falling across it, maybe you want to get rid of that. But you just want to know the best ways and the easiest ways to get through. Number four critical stealth tip. You want to be silent as possible before fly down. And what that means is the turkeys wake up, and they wake up a little bit before first light. They wake up a little bit before that, and then they're up for a while they're on the tree. And they may gobble from the tree, and they may yelp from the tree, and they may be up on the tree for 10 minutes. They may be up there for an hour and a half sometimes, depending on the circumstances and where you are and how quickly it's getting daylight out, and if there's clouds, you know, all that can affect that variable. But you don't want to make any noise if you can help it before the turkeys fly down. Now, you might do a little bit of calling to try to coax them to fly down to where you are, but you don't want to make any noise other than a turkey noise before they fly down. And you'll know more about that for the next point, but the reason is they're up there, they're listening. Where are they going to go? What are they scared of? You know, who are they in the mood to try to find? They're waking up, they're trying to get their bearings, they're trying to decide what their next move's going to be. You make some extra noise, they go, oh, I'm not going that way. Or now they're on guard. Maybe they're not going to fly down right away. Maybe they're going to fly a couple hundred yards before they land. Maybe they're going to land and go the opposite direction you're in because they heard something. And they're alert and they're looking and they can hear well from the tree, often better than they can from the ground, because your sound's going up and there's less between you and them. So you want to be extra quiet. Number 5, walk like a turkey. You know, you're going to have to walk through the woods hunting turkeys. You're going to have to, but you can walk like a person or you can walk like a turkey. And this matters a lot when it comes to when are you moving. So turkeys walk through the woods. Turkeys make noise when they walk. Sometimes they can ghost right in and make no sound at all. Other times, turkey can sound like a loud hunter walking through the woods, just with reckless abandon, and anywhere in between there. So, you know, turkeys have a specific cadence. They put one foot in front of the other, but they take slower steps usually than we do. They take lighter steps than we do, but they are walking upright on two legs. So there's a lot of similarities between a turkey walking and a person walking. Now, when a person walks, we'll walk the same cadence for half a mile, right? And just, you know, go in whatever pace. Turkeys, their legs are shorter. They don't take as big of a stride. They walk slower and they pause every now and then, even when they're on a mission. So you want to walk slower. You want to take shorter steps. You want to pause every number of steps. You maybe want to pause and then you maybe want to take the toe of your foot and just scratch in the leaves a little bit like a turkey would do, pecking around and looking for stuff to eat. You want to walk and move more like a turkey. Turkey hunting is, I think you have an advantage compared to maybe deer hunting and several other kinds of hunting, because turkey walking sound a lot closer to people walking. In fact, I think it's more similar than just about anything else you're going to hunt, at least in the U.S. So when turkeys hear turkeys walking, they don't get spooked. They're not scared. And if you sound like a turkey walking, you can walk. You can even make some noise walking and not spook them. But going back to the previous point, you can't be doing that before fly down time because they know there's no turkeys on the ground yet. And if they're awake and they're listening and they hear all this walking around down there and they know there's no turkeys down there yet, then you're going to stand out like a sore thumb. So you need to wait until it's late enough for turkeys to be walking around before you're walking around making noise. But you want to sound like a turkey. Stealth is not just making no sound, it's making the right sounds. So you can walk around like a turkey. I had a turkey hunt last spring where there were two turkeys I was hunting. And they were coming up towards me and they went down over the crest of the hill. And, you know, I chased those turkeys I was out of their sight range because the crest of the hill was between me and them. But they were walking. I was walking. I was crashing through some big sticks, even trying to keep pace. And I mean, I hit one stick that was so loud, I thought, oh no, that's the end. You know, there's no way they didn't hear that. As soon as they made that noise, they gobbled, right? It was, they did not think I was a person. They thought I was the hen that they were hearing. So I was able to fool them. Part of it was on purpose. Part of it was just luck. I was able to fool them into thinking I was a hen. In fact, that noise actually made them come up towards me because they were looking for the hen. Now, if they would have thought I was a person, it would have been a totally different story. So it's not always about making no sound. It's about making the right sounds, because you're not going to be able to walk like a ghost through the woods. Even if you think you do, you don't. When you walk, you're going to make sounds. And if you can sound more like a turkey, you can use that to your advantage, or at least make that a neutral issue in the game. All right, number 6, silent pants. Pants matter a lot when it comes to turkey hunting. Because walking, you know, turkeys, they put one foot in front of the other. You put one foot in front of the other. Turkeys stop and scratch a little bit. You can stop and scratch a little bit. But turkeys do not wear swishy pants that go shh, 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 shh with every step. One step of that can be it, and you're done. You're busted. You're out of there. And, you know, you can get away with some noise in your pants for deer hunting if you're just sitting, because you're not making any noise because you're not walking. You can get away with some warmer bibs if you're deer hunting and you're sitting in a stand or in a blind because you're not walking, you're not moving. Your pants can be a little bulkier. When it comes to turkey hunting, the number one thing about pants is silence. You want the pants to be as quiet as possible. You don't want them to be bulky because bulky means they're going to rub more. And no matter how quiet they are, they'll make more noise than they would have if they weren't bulky. So what I like to do is I probably have a super, super thin pair of thermals, long johns, whatever you call them, that I'll put on. And then over that, I'll put my turkey hunting pants. And my turkey hunting pants, they are super quiet. They're a two-layer pant, so the inside is a lining that's a little bit warm, has a scent lock sticker on it. That has nothing to do with the reason that I bought them and used them for turkey hunting. And not that I know that it does anything anyway, but they got two layers. So the inside, they're a little bit warmer because they're not insulated. They're not bibs. They're just a really, really quiet, real tree camo pattern pants. Lining an outside, but the outside is super quiet. When I'm looking for hunting gear at the store, I don't look at the stuff. I walk past racks and I just drag my hand across them. And every now and then my hand will touch something that is just the right softness, that's just the right smoothness, and I'll stop and I'll take my other hand and I'll just grab two pieces of that same pair of pants or shirt and I'll rub it together and see how much noise it makes when I just rub the pants against themselves. And based on that, I may look at it. I may see, okay, what is this? What's the model? How thick? How warm? How much money? But I don't even waste my time looking at stuff if it's not quiet or not quiet enough for what I'm hunting. When it comes to turkey hunting, or if you're going to be, still hunting deer, the quieter the pants makes all the difference in the world. You can get away with a lot of stuff, but if you have swishy sounding pants, nothing in the woods makes that noise. So whatever pants you're using for turkey hunting, I think you are better off with a super quiet pair of tight-fitting blue jeans than you are with some loud nylon, swishy, super-duper camo hunting bibs, right? You silence means everything. Now, blue is a terrible color to have in the woods because it does not appear in the woods, so blue jeans would not be a great idea. But if you had a blind or if you were going to sit down, you could mitigate that some. But loud pants, there's no coming back from that unless you're literally just going to sit in one place all day. So you need quiet pants. And if you have quiet pants, that makes everything else on the list work just that much better. You have that much more of a chance. You know, if you're early and slow, quiet pants, you're going to make a difference. You know, you could have the lightest boots, but if your pants are making noise, you're going to have trouble. You could have the best access route, but if you go as you walk through the woods, it's not going to help you any. It doesn't matter how quiet you are before fly down. As soon as you get up to move, all they hear is this swooshy train coming through the woods. It's not going to matter. And even if you do walk like a turkey, turkeys don't make swooshy sounds. So you have to have quiet pants. They don't have to be expensive pants. They do not. I think I got my turkey hunting pants. I got them at Dick's Sporting Goods, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, something like that, something in that range. That was December clearance, I think, after the end of hunting season. They were 50% off the regular price. I think I picked them up for like $40. And I didn't like them really when I bought them. I didn't like them because they weren't warm enough. I wanted warmer pants. I really did. When I bought these pants, I was thinking about warmth and they weren't warm enough, but they were so quiet. I was like, I will spend $40 on a pair of pants that's this quiet. And they have been warm enough. You know, you just need to wear more layers under them. And they're nice and loose, so I could wear lots of layers under them, but they're so quiet. So I did sacrifice a little bit on the warmth category in order to get more quiet. But that has made the difference time and again. And usually, like I said, with turkey hunting, you're not going out on days when it's 10 degrees plus wind chill. That's just not the way it works in May. Or at least, you know, wherever you hunt, most of the time turkey season is not that cold. So that works perfectly. So You know, I was not looking for a pair of turkey hunting pants that day. I was looking for a pants of moderate to cold weather deer hunting pants. But what I found was like, hey, this is the perfect turkey pants. So you just need to go to stores sometimes when you're not looking for anything and just look around, because you never know when you're going to find the perfect piece of gear. You just do not know. I found my turkey hunting vest. It was a $120 vest, all sorts of gadgets and compartments. I got it on sale, on clearance, end of the world clearance, when Gander Mountain was going out of business, bankruptcy. I was like 70% off. I got it for like $34, and it was the $120 model. I would not have spent $120 on it. I would not have spent $80 on it. I would probably not have spent $60 on it. But $34, I picked that thing up. I was like, yeah, I'll spend $34 on this. I wasn't looking for it that day. I didn't really even have the $34 to spend. But I just knew that this is one of those kind of opportunities that you spring for. So I would recommend, you know, just go to stores regularly. Not every week, but every now and then, just pop into a store. Go to a big box store. Go to a hunting store. Go to, you know, Ollie's. Good stuff cheap. They get stuff in on a regular basis. Go anywhere where they might sell hunting stuff. Go to Walmart. I've gotten some things at Walmart. Wasn't looking for them. Had no intention in my mind that that would ever be there, that I was going to buy that right now. But I found it. I was like, oh, $10. It was the perfect thing. The perfect light weather pair of gloves or the perfect little face mask. Scoop that thing right up. Wear it almost every time I go hunting. You know, little things like that. You just have to go outside and you just got to go places, because you never know when you're going to find the perfect thing, and that you can usually find it cheap. You know, you can go online to some of the major outdoor websites, and, you know, you can find whatever you want anytime you want it, but it's going to be expensive, and you're going to pay shipping, and more important than that, you're not going to be able to touch it or try it on or see how quiet it is. You just, you know, you buy it and you hope that it's good, or you go through the hassle of sending in a return. So you want to go to stores, you want to just walk around, take a few minutes, just poke around every now and then, see what's out there. And every now and then you're going to stumble across that perfect piece of gear for this. And you're going to get a good deal, and you're going to be able to touch it and know it's the right thing. So quiet pants matter. Number 7, still equals silent. The less you move, the less noise you will make. So if you're going to sit down and call, or even stand and call, the less you move, the less noise you make. You know, when you're turning your head real quick back and forth, that can make sounds. Your hat, or your, you know, the collar of your shirt rubbing against your neck, your head rubbing against the tree behind you. You know, you shift your shoulders, you shift your legs, you crunch some leaves under you. All movement makes sound. Some of it is too quiet to be detectable, but so often, even slight movements can make slight sounds that animals can hear, especially turkeys with their keen hearing. The other thing to keep in mind, though, you know, if you sit there and you turn your head and you move your shoulders around and you make a little noise, you might say, oh, well, no turkeys are going to hear that. Well, you might be right, but you know what? Might hear it some deer that are bedded down 15 yards away from you that you never knew were even there. And then they're going to hear that, and they're going to perk up, and they're going to bolt. And if a deer runs and snorts, your turkey hunt is over for 300 yards, right? Any turkeys in that area are done. Anywhere that deer runs, they're done. Anywhere they hear that deer run and it's done, that hunt's over. You got to move on to another spot. So it's not just that you're trying to keep from spooking turkeys. You're also trying to keep from spooking anything else in the woods. And movement has the potential to spook anything. Stealth is not just about silence. It is also about just being undetected. So movement matters a ton when it comes to stealth. Because you're not just hiding from turkeys, you are also hiding from crows. I've been turkey hunting, walking through the woods, real quiet, real silent, you know, just just ghost walker through the woods, and then crow flies by, sees me, didn't hear me, it sees me, starts just crowing up a ruckus of alert calls and just circling around me. I mean, can't get away from it. I'm ready to just shoot this crow out of the air, and because I just can't take it anymore, but I know if I do that, it's going to be even worse. And yeah, you just got to think about everything. Everything that could spook, everything that could see you, every deer, every other animal. It really matters. And for that matter, you know, with turkey hunting, you do need to play the wind a little bit. Now, turkeys can't really smell, at least not in any appreciable amount that matters for turkey hunting with humans. But deer can smell great. And if deer are downwind from you and you don't play the wind well, they can spook and they can scare turkeys. So you got to think about that and keep that in the back of your mind. You have to be mindful of the wind, not as mindful as you would for deer hunting, because, you know, if a deer catches whiff of you 200 yards away downwind, they may just disappear. You will never know they were ever there. That's ideal. That's what you want to happen for turkey hunting. But if you walk right past the deer bedding area and the wind blows your scent right into that area, and the deer 30 yards away from you, and they smell you, and they jump up and run out of there and snort and putt and everything else, you're busted. No turkeys are going to be around and be fair game when they hear deer going crazy, because they know that means there's trouble. That means be quiet, stay down, hide, run away. So you need to be, you have to be still, you have to be quiet, you have to mind the wind. Not to the same degree you would for deer hunting, but you want to keep an eye on it. You just want to be thoughtful about it. You want to keep that in the back of your mind. So you got your 7 tips: early and slow, lighter boots, trails and access routes, silence before fly down, walk like a turkey, silent pants, and stillness equals stealth. It equals silence. And even have that bonus one in for you. Be careful with the wind, because spooking other animals can spook turkeys. So I hope that's helpful. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Leave us some comments, some feedback, ask some questions. Let me know what you'd like to hear episodes about, things you would like to hear answered either on the podcast or via email. And check out the show notes, lots of other episodes on turkey hunting and all other kinds of hunting. Till next time, God bless you guys. Go get them in the woods.